Hi, I'm Heather.
And I'm Brittany.
We are the okayest moms, but we're also creatives, businesswomen, and best friends.
This podcast was created as a community for the modern mom.
We know you're doing your best despite the conflicting messages that you aren't doing it as well as someone else.
We believe in self-care, mom friends as our sanity, and that motherhood looks different for everyone.
Most of all, we believe that you are more than just mom.
So join us as we talk about a range of topics from motherhood to frivolous reality TV and everything in between.
Welcome to the Okayest Moms podcast. Hi. We're talking about our binge-worthy favorites for you to watch during this time of social distancing. So this is going to be a mix of things we recommend and have watched and things that are on our list to watch. I have to start with documentary because I must talk about Tiger King. I have to. I pitched this idea of an episode just so I could talk about the Tiger King. And one question I keep getting over and over is, what is it about? And honestly, yeah. I can't come up with a concise answer.
A tiger-loving gay polygamist and a tiger-loving murderer walk into a bar.
It's really got everything. It's got politics. It's got body piercings. It's got murder mystery. It's got animals and animal exploitation and or saving. It's got the Walmart meat truck.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
One thing it doesn't have much of is teeth.
Right. Well, although he did. So we're talking about the Tiger King. Joe Exotic, at the heart of it, it's a true crime story, which is why I had never brought it up to you, because I feel like true crime isn't your first choice.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't mind true crime if kids aren't involved and it's not like something really like gory and sadistic.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, I don't like that either. I can't.
And also, I need like a really good story. Like, I don't want to watch like your just run-of-the-mill Dateline, because how many times can I feel like it's never anything new there.
I got you now.
That's my true crime line.
So Joe Exotic, would you have voted for him for president?
I would have given it a really good thought.
Man, that whole monologue of him. I'm broke as shit. I've had some kinky sex. Like the whole thing. I couldn't watch it.
You have to link. Over again. I will link to the best Joe Tiger memes I found. Joe Tiger, Joe Exotic, because they're so good.
And then so Doc is another character in this thing. And
I was going to say, it centers around three tiger, quote, advocates, we'll say. They each have their own zoo sanctuary thing that they've created. So there's Joe Exotic. He's basically the main character. And then there's Doc, what was his name?
Antle.
Doc Antle.
Yeah.
He is a tiger wrangler, also a polygamist, and just a general creep. And then there's Carol Baskin, who is a self-proclaimed tiger advocate who claims she runs a sanctuary. She definitely fed her first husband to the tigers and now has a wax figure as a second husband.
Get us a cease and desist because of what you just said, I'm so scared.
And basically they're all rivaling to be the tiger king / queen. And they all hate each other, and it's
very much.
And then the feds get involved and things take a turn. Do we do spoilers? Do we not do spoilers? No.
Well, maybe. Okay. Listen, there will be spoilers because we can't censor ourselves. So no,
just know that.
Go watch it and then come back to this exact.
Also, you have literally nothing else to do. So if you haven't watched this and the entire internet's talking about it, I can't help you.
I don't know what I will do when these Tiger King memes run out.
I don't know that there's literally so much content in this show that I don't know that they could. This is on Netflix, by the way, if you have not contacted the outside world in the last 2 weeks. So do you think, so at the end of it, Joe ends up in prison because he is accused of, God, I don't even know what the charges were. Basically,
like sending a hitman to kill.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Carol. Sending a hitman for Carol Baskin and also selling and or trading tigers.
Right. Which, did you know you could get a tiger for $2,000? Seems cheap.
No. I was kind of shocked when it was only $2,000.
Yeah, it's wild. It's a wild world. And tiger people are worse than dog people. Like,
I mean, this really opened my eyes to a whole new world. Like, your neighbors could, well, not where we live in the suburbs, but I mean, if you lived more spread out, your neighbor could have a tiger.
Yeah.
Or a liger. A lot of ligers running around. I didn't know that that was a real thing outside of Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, yeah. It's wild.
So do you think Joe Exotic is guilty?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Of hiring a hitman to kill Carol Baskin.
Yeah, what's his face did it? It was in the thing.
I don't think he's smart enough.
His hate. He hates her. And he...
I do agree with that. And I don't think it was a good look that he's got thousands of YouTube videos.
Talking about
different ways he would kill her. Yeah, no, that's not a great look. But he's really not that intelligent of a guy.
Well, he'll never financially recover from this, so. I do think he's guilty. I also think she is guilty.
But then there's that whole guy that Joe hires to try and bail him out. And that guy's shady as hell.
Oh, it's all shady. Like, I think that's the whole point. Like, it's...
I don't know. I think it's just very happenstantial. Is that a word?
Nope, sure isn't.
I think that the bald Ed Hardy guy knew that Joe, it worked out so well because he had all this content talking about how much he hated Carol.
Yeah, okay.
But then again, it also does stand to reason that if you think a tiger is only worth $2,000, that you would think a murder is only worth $3,000. So.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure he's guilty.
I mean, is it that lower cost of living in Oklahoma that a hitman only costs $3,000?
Listen, is this what all Oklahomans are like? Okies? Is that what we call them?
I don't think that's their preferred term.
Oh, my God. Oh, so good. Watch it. If you haven't watched it and we didn't just spoil the shit out of it for you, go watch it.
We were captivated.
Oh,
so I mean, great. There are... And then the guy on the Sea-Doo. I mean, there are just so many things. Like, the best meme I saw that summed it up was, like, it was basically like, you know, this was a shit show if someone had their arm bitten off by a tiger and that was not the highlight of it.
Can you imagine? And she...
That wasn't even top 10 events that happened in this show.
God, it's wild. It's wild.
Listen, you're going to be slack-jawed the entire time. You're not going to know what you're watching. You're not going to know why you're watching it. But you're also not going to be able to stop.
So I listened to the podcast, the Joe Exotic podcast, and I feel like I wasn't completely in it because there's a lot of stuff I do not remember. But seeing the visuals, like, this is the one time I would recommend watching the documentary over listening.
I don't even know how you would describe him.
Well, yeah. And I mean, they did, but it wasn't like, and I'm also not like a big animal fan. I guess, like,
that's going to get us a cease and desist.
I am definitely taking that out, but.
All right. Have you seen Don't Fuck with Cats?
Yes.
See, I feel like that is going to be over the line for me. That's why I haven't watched it yet.
You don't see anything. You see the cats alive. Again, spoiler alerts. But this was actually a case that I have read a lot about and heard a lot from. It's Don't Fuck With Cats is about the Luca Magnotta case, and it's crazy, and there's a lot of twists and turns, which I really like. You don't know what happened right off the bat, kind of thing. It is disturbing because there are cats involved. It doesn't show any terrible things done to the cats, but you know what's happening, kind of thing.
With an extreme cat lover, so I don't know that he's emotionally prepared to handle that.
You can also fast forward through those. There's only like two or three. But the story is good, and he's an asshole who is in prison now, so spoiler alert. But his mom is in it, and it's just like, it's kind of like a little bit not as slack-jawed while watching the Tiger King, but similar.
Cheer. If you did not start the year out like the rest of America watching Cheer, please do. It's the feel-good show you're going to need right now.
And did you see that they're not going to Daytona this year?
Nobody's going anywhere this year.
I know. But like all the heartbreak from that. And it's a lot of our favorites last year's there.
Yeah.
It's a real bummer.
Miss Americana. Now you've seen this, right? The Taylor Swift documentary.
I love it. I wanted to cut bangs afterward.
Oh, that's right.
I think it gave me a whole new view of her because I had one. I mean, I didn't hate her and I liked her music before, but this gave me like a whole new perspective on her life and on the things she's gone through. It doesn't help that our mothers were diagnosed with cancer around the same time. And so like, she's dealing with that a little bit. And I feel that a little bit. And I also want bangs now. So
yeah, I'm kind of indifferent to her. So I haven't watched it yet. I also haven't watched Hillary yet, which is a documentary on Hulu. Have you watched that one yet?
I started it, but my kids threw a fit. So no, I haven't watched it all the way through yet, but it seems good so far.
Yeah. I know she's not for everybody, but I think she's a badass. And I think that to get as far as she has gotten, I think she would have no other reputation because she's a woman.
Well, I also think that like, no matter what you think of her, like she's got a story to tell.
Yeah, totally.
An awesome story to tell.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Another one you've seen that I haven't, but it's on my list. The Ted Bundy Falling for a Killer.
No, I haven't seen this. I haven't seen it.
Oh, I thought you said you did.
No.
See, this one I would watch because I know how it ends. I have to know how things end.
So it was good that I told you Luca Magnotta is in prison.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Making a Murderer, which is an oldie but a goodie. That one.
Did you watch that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
See, like those I can do.
Okay. Did you watch that Serial?
Yes, I think so.
That's what got me into podcasts when that first came out. That was like
Is that the one where he like admitted he was guilty in the last episode?
No, that is, no. So I'm talking about Serial, the podcast.
Yes, I did.
But are you talking about, what's it called? Oh my God. Robert Durst. Robert Durst. Yes. Yeah, that was good. I never knowingly lied.
All right, let's move into our favorite topic, reality. Now listen, if you have not fully submersed yourself in The Housewives, now is the time. We recommend starting with New York, go to Atlanta, and then, I don't know where I'd go after. It doesn't really matter where you go after that because you're going to be hooked.
Potomac.
Ooh, Potomac, yeah.
And then, but I feel like a lot of people really still love Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
And those beginning seasons were great.
Yes. OC's fun too, because you really get to see the evolution.
Yeah, for sure. They all bring something different, especially if you watch from the beginning.
Yes.
But I would definitely recommend New York first.
Yes. I am currently binging Below Deck Mediterranean. I got through the first season and I'm pissed because Hulu only has seasons 1 and 4 on there.
Oh, shit.
So currently looking for...
What do you think of the first season?
I liked it. So I actually just finished Below Deck, the most current season. And I think I like Hannah more than Kate.
And I think you need to give it a few seasons.
I was going to say, I feel like that's wrong. I know I'm not supposed to like
I don't hate Hannah, though. I think a lot of people do. But I don't hate her. I think she's got a hard job. In the same way Kate has a hard job. But I just like Kate as a person better because I've seen outside.
Yeah. I mean, I like them both, too. But I liked how the Stu crew got along in the first season of Below Deck.
Who were our Stus then?
Julia and Tiffany.
Okay.
I feel like they work with a bunch of stubborn, chauvinistic men, and I don't like the infighting amongst the women because you need to band together to fight the assholes.
Which is a memo that we all just got this year.
Don't spend your time fighting amongst yourselves. Right. Join forces and fight the larger evil.
Right.
But, you know, that's another soapbox for another day.
What else on Bravo do you like?
I was going to say Shaws. Shaws is next on my list to start because I've watched it here and there, Shaws of Sunset, but I've never really gotten into it. And I need to. I'm also really loving Family Karma.
Loving it. That was my thing.
It's so good.
It's so good. And it has so much potential. All these people. Oh my gosh.
But I'm going to be so sad if it's like Mexican dynasties and they only do one and it's
please,
never.
People, do not sleep on this. You have to watch it. So it stays.
Watch it. You're not God, doing
it's so good.
Watch it.
You're not doing anything. Turn on Bravo.
Oh God. I love Family Karma.
Me too. It has such potential. I'm so excited.
All right. What else in the reality world is knocking your socks off right now?
Well, Love is Blind.
Oh, man.
This is another one. If you have not watched it, what the fuck are you doing?
If there is one person in this world who is happy that this pandemic has come about, it is Jessica from Love is Blind.
Jessica, 34.
Because the world stopped collectively hating Jessica and started collectively watching the news.
Did you watch the reunion?
Of course.
I do feel a little bad for her. I think it's one of those things like you get on reality TV and then you see yourself reflected in your face and you're like, oh my God.
Listen.
Not that she got a bad edit, but just like I need to reevaluate some of my life choices.
The reality arts aren't for everyone.
Right. She's not coming back for season 2.
Oh, no. she is a true reality TV villain. And yeah. I think that act of the reunion was just for the cameras and to try and, she was just trying to eat crow. She's still going to be the same person.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And that crossed my mind too. Who's your favorite couple?
I mean, is this a real question? Lauren and Cameron, obviously.
Obviously. And have you seen the photos of Cameron?
Duh. I
Well, it makes sense because at one point Lauren said something along the lines, this isn't a direct quote, it was like, I was very surprised.
But I will say that had to be pointed out to me. I'm not one to
scan the junk.
No, that's not a thing I do.
It's so funny, the bachelorette party that I went to in Mexico, and we weren't like like I said in previous episode, we're all in our 30s. We're home by 10 every night. Drinking, of course, but at the end of the night, I had everybody watching Love is Blind because this was right in its heyday. And I got like 3 of the girls hooked on it. And now they text me all the time about it. It's really funny.
That is a simple joy in life, is to convert people to the same trashy television you watch.
Yes, and then be able to converse about it and like have your hot takes. I love it. I love it so much.
It's great. Speaking of a show rife with hot takes, 90 Day Fiancé. Now, if you have not delved into 90 Day Fiancé, I feel like we need to give them some words of wisdom.
Wait, where do you start though? Because it is, I've heard, very overwhelming because there's like 5 different shows now. You don't know what season to start on.
It is. Don't start at season 1.
No.
It's old and you're not going to care. Before the 90 days is good, which is couples who are meeting for the very first time. Before, so the 90 days comes in. So once they bring their fiance over from their country to the United States, they have 90 days to get married or they have to go back to their country. And so before the 90 days is when they're meeting for the very first time. And that's better to me.
I just really love that you're talking about this so concisely. We have so much knowledge about how the fiance visa works now.
I'm basically an immigration lawyer. If you have any questions about the naturalization process, please DM me. I'm happy to
call us.
Oh God.
I feel like we need to say that it's 10 PM right now. And this is what you're going to get.
Here's the thing with 90 Day Fiancé. You're going to be horrified that these are real people. And that's right. And keep watching.
And then you're going to love it.
Again, you have to break through this wall of like, why am I watching this? What does this mean? Why? Just stop asking why and just take it in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Agree. But yeah, I think that's a good place to start, is before the 90 days. And then I would maybe even start with the most recent season of 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, I would agree. That would be good. They are longer episodes, so it is harder to get into them. I find that I'm not invested in these couples until like episode 4 or 5.
Yeah, totally.
So slog through the first couple. It'll pay off dividends.
Yep.
All right. Should we move on to comedies and sitcoms?
Yep.
Do they even make sitcoms anymore? Like, is that
something? There's no laugh tracks anymore.
Yeah. I guess that is what defines a sitcom, huh? Well, my all-time favorite forever and always, The Office. We both just finished a rewatch. I honestly, the day that everything was announced, I was like, well, I literally turned to AJ. I was like, well, do we just watch The Office again then?
Yeah. I hope you started it.
No, we actually just restarted Parks and Rec, which is written by the same people who wrote The Office and is just so great. If you don't know Leslie Knope, I don't know what you're doing with your life. This was the easiest category for me though, because especially in times like these, I go for comedy in short 20-minute spurts.
It's always what we put on at night. And
yeah,
right now we're not technically rewatching The Office again, but I want to watch the episode that corresponds with the Office Ladies podcast. So we'll watch that the night before it comes out or whatever, the night after. It's just always like, it's like a lullaby. Like, I feel like you can just put it on and it soothes you, just, you know. And it always makes me laugh. I can depend on it for that.
Totally. Well, and that's why we started Parks and Rec, because I feel like Parks and Rec has a very similar feel to it. I mean, it's written by the same people, so the jokes are very similar. The characters are kind of similar too, and it just makes me happy. I don't have to think. I can just laugh.
Yeah.
That's all I need right now.
Totally. Totally.
And in that vein, 30 Rock is great too.
I know. I actually think I like 30 Rock better than Parks and Rec. And I love them all, but
I do too. I've been quoting Liz Lemon a lot lately, that I'm going to go talk to some food about this.
Oh, it's so good. And it's like genius writing too. If you don't pay, you have to pay attention and you see it. And it's just like, they thought of everything.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite things to watch on TV, is just really smart, funny, witty writing. And all of these shows that we've listed here are. So.
Totally. Including Working Moms, which actually, I feel like that should be our next rewatch, because
it's really good. It is. So originally I didn't really think that I would identify with it, because I never worked in an office place as a mother, but the title is Working Moms, but it really does. It has every kind of mom in there.
Yeah.
So.
And it touches on the guilt and the balance act and there's so much you can relate to in it, number one, but even the funny parts, I feel like it helped me have more humor in my own life, like to look at things and be like, this is ridiculous, this is hilarious. I don't know, it's a good show.
Well, another show with just like the funniest, smartest writing I think I've ever watched is Arrested Development. The original series, I refuse to watch the new ones.
You haven't watched them even just for...
No. I watched like one or two and I was like, no, I can't do it. It is not the same. I won't do it.
It is such a good show. And I watched it like live when it was on, and I loved it. Was devastated when it got canceled. But I see now why, because there are just so many inside jokes within each episode. Mm-hmm. And each episode wasn't allowed to stand on its own.
You can't jump in the middle.
No, yeah. Definitely not. And that's like what people needed at the time it was on. I think it would work now.
Oh, for sure.
I love it now. But it's just, it was like before its time.
Oh, it really was. I mean, and it's easily the most heavily quoted show in our house, for sure.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so funny. All right, so my next one is one that I started watching out of sheer desperation one night, because there was nothing on any of my streaming channels to watch. But I'd heard so many people recommend it. And I thought, like, the whole premise of it just sounded so ridiculous. And it's a CW show, for God's sake. Like, I don't usually waste my time with those. Being the Virgin is honestly one of the best shows I've ever watched. It is so funny. Another one of the writing is so well done and so smart. And it's just, it's everything I thought it couldn't be. It's such a great story. And they weave in like the ability to laugh at themselves, and they really lean into the, like, the telenovela cheesiness, but in such a good way that it's so easy to binge. And the one guy whose name I can't think of right now is so hot. So, I mean, there's a little bit of everything.
So, funny story. My degree
is... I was teeing you up for this.
Mass communication design. And I did a research project on Jane the Virgin before I ever watched an episode. And so I kind of binged what was happening at the time. This was in college, so a while ago. And that's what made me fall in love with it. And it's so good. And it came at this time in the TV universe where good TV wasn't defined by what channel it was on. It was like the Lost era. Like, And that's what, and now we're getting all this good writing and all this good TV, and like, thank God for that. Like, what would we do without it?
I don't think that's true. I think CW has always been,
listen, this is their crown jewel.
It really is. It really is. Remember when it used to be called UPN?
Yes.
All right. Well, this next one is very high on my list. And I think that is where we diverge. One of the few things we disagree on.
Wait, what? Oh, New Girl. Oh, yeah.
You're broken.
I cannot do what's her face.
Okay. I don't love her, but this is the role she was born to play.
Okay, I believe that. And we tried. I'm not
saying, honestly,
I won't, like,
she's not even the highlight of the show. To me, it's the supporting cast of characters that are just so freaking funny. And you know, I have to fact check this, but I'm pretty sure it was written by Mike Schur's wife. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm gonna look it up right now.
Please do. We have tried, because everybody will try anything where people were very easily influenced, and it didn't work for us. I don't know why. And Tyler and I are pretty like on par as far as comedies go.
I know, that's why I don't understand why you guys don't like this.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't even say I'd be willing to try again. It wasn't that.
You watch it.
There are so many other good things.
Well, just know you're wrong.
Well,
All right. I can't find it, but I'm pretty sure. Listen, my cursory Wikipedia search didn't do it. Well, but I'm almost positive that J.J. Philbin is a writer on it, who is Regis's daughter, and I'm 99% sure she's married to Mike Schur, who plays Moe's on The Office.
I know who Mike Schur is.
Who is also a writer on The Office and Parks and Rec.
Heather. I almost called you Heather Gordon because Tyler is Tyler Gordon.
Thank you.
New Girl writer. Writer
no, or I just heard that.
Writer or
writer.
Creator.
Okay, J. J. so Philbin. He is married to J.J. Philbin.
I see it right here, J.J. Philbin. That's who he's married to.
She wrote for Saturday Night Live.
It's right here. Yeah, she's a writer.
Oh, okay. So
I believe you now.
How do you not think Moe's wife is funny?
Well, I don't know Moe's wife. She didn't write any Office episodes. Obviously, he doesn't care.
Maybe they met after. I don't know.
Maybe.
But it's not even, Zooey Deschanel is not even the star of the show. It is the,
it's called
Schmidt Coach. She, like, she's part of the story, whatever. But I'm telling you, Schmidt is like one of my favorite characters. And right, the other guy whose name I can't remember right now.
I'm not going to do it. I'm sorry. You're talking into the void right now.
You are wrong.
Well, this is one we agree on. Schitt's Creek.
Oh, God. It's
one of the best shows ever.
Almost as good as New Girl.
Shut up.
Okay, so here's my only issue with Schitt's Creek. How many seasons are there?
5.
Okay, so we are caught up. I swear I saw something
there's one going right now.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. So we are current.
On Pop TV. Do you guys have
yes.
that? Okay.
No. Maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh,
well.
Moira Rose is just everything I aspire to be in my life.
It's really funny. I just got into like a Facebook conversation about this. People who are just starting it and how much they hate Alexis. And I'm like, you need to keep watching because your opinion will change. Because I do remember like she wasn't my favorite in the beginning, but now I love all of them.
I never hated her, though.
No, I didn't hate her, but like their least favorite was their argument, which, yeah, sure, but You're going to love all of them by the end.
Well, but I think that's because, like, there are so many good characters in that show that if, like, if you had to pick your least favorite, it'd be Alexis, but...
Yeah, yeah. But even now, I would choose her as my least. I think I would choose Johnny as my least.
Yeah. I love Catherine O'Hara and mm-hmm. Eugene Levy together. I love them. If you've never seen Best in Show... you need to go watch that is one of the funniest friggin' movies ever.
They are geniuses.
They're hilarious.
The whole dynamic of Eugene Levy and his son together, and his daughter is on the show as well. What's her name? Starla.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Twyla.
Whatever.
I mean, similar. I just love it. I just love it. Some more and the witty writing for sure.
Oh, for sure. And the town folk, Jocelyn is just. Is that?
Do you think an unsung hero?
He really is. Do you think that's her a wig? Is that her real hair?
I don't know. Let's message her on Instagram. Apparently, we can get through right now.
Let's ask her.
Oh, it's so good. How many times have we said so good?
Well, we're not going to talk about the ones that are so bad. Another two of my favorites, if you have HBO. So what we do is we will subscribe to HBO Go monthly as we're watching shows, and then we will unsubscribe when we're not watching.
My God.
Well, you know what? Everybody's nickel and diamond me, $10 here, $10 there. Silicon Valley and Veep are just real good. I didn't think I was going to like Silicon Valley because I'm not really very techy, but I actually understood a lot more than I thought I would. And it's really funny.
I think you don't give yourself enough credit. I love Veep. Probably one of my top shows. Selena Meyer is a character for the ages. I love Silicon Valley. I love them. Like, what?
Yeah. The insults on Veep cannot be beat. I mean, just like the best smack talk ever.
It actually reminds me of you a little bit.
Well, that's why I love it.
I figured you would take that as a compliment. As you should.
That's right. I can dish it up real good. So these three are on my list, but I have not seen them. Or actually, you know, I did start Shrill. I'm not current on it. I liked it, but then I think I started watching something else.
Shrill, first season I loved. Second season we started, and it just isn't the same spirit that the first season.
Yeah. I think I can appreciate it for what it is, but I don't really relate to any of it. So I think that's kind of where I fell off.
Yeah. It's good. It's okay.
Yeah. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
So good. Why haven't you watched this yet?
We don't venture to Amazon often. I just kind of forget it's there. And I mean, I'm not opposed to watching this. We just, you know, things like Tiger King keep coming in and distracting us. So
you should definitely watch it. If anything, like, it's a great story and great writing, as well as great visuals, like that whole time period and her outfits. And they eventually, I think in season 2 or 3, can't remember, go to the, the Catskills. Like Dirty Dancing-esque. It's great. It's so good. And it is actually funny. Like, it's definitely like humor from the 50s or whatever, but I think it was hilarious. Her delivery is. So can't wait to hear that.
I mean, it's on my list. And neither of us have seen Fleabag, but I keep hearing sparkling reviews of it. So.
Yeah, it's on our list. Where is that? Netflix?
I'm pretty sure it's on Amazon.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to some dramas.
Where we thrive.
So, You on Netflix.
Go. Do you want me to keep you in my glass box? Have you watched it? I don't know.
I watched the first season and never really got on to the second.
I think it's really funny how much women fawn over this abusive murderer.
Yeah.
That's what really creeps me out about it. And it's really funny because Penn Badgley, the main character in it, every time somebody says, oh, take me, I'll be your whatever, he'll be like, no, this is not what you want. He's a bad guy. So at least there's that. I don't know. It kind of weirds me out a little bit.
Yeah. See, like, this is one of the shows I can't do. Like, it kind of just, like, creeps me out, and I don't really have any interest in, like, seeing where the story goes because I'm so creeped out.
Yeah.
Like, see, like, I'd rather do, like, a true crime over You. It's just, like, It's just too creepy. So, that's, I mean, the first one was good, but it was one I kind of watched because AJ was really into it.
I watched it all, but I do still, definitely that creep factor that I don't love. And especially being a woman and, like, when you're out on the street at night, you don't feel safe. Like, that kind of, like, it's that kind of feeling.
Yeah. One I did love and I need to catch up on is The Crown. I love all things royal family. And I love the history of it. And I just love it. But I haven't caught up on the current season yet.
I am on the first season of this. Tyler is not into it, so it's not
always first
on our list. Yeah.
It's hard to get them in.
Yeah.
If you like that, you should also watch Call the Midwife, which is really good.
Oh, which I do love. And Tyler loved that.
I started watching that when I was pregnant with Isla, which I don't recommend.
That's rough.
Don't recommend that.
Oh, man. It was definitely when Harrison was young when we started. Yeah. It's good, though. It's such a good story.
And another British show that I just remembered is Downton Abbey. If you haven't watched that, it's so good.
Now is the perfect time to dive in. I'm so jealous of you if you haven't watched any of those.
Oh, maybe we'll start that again.
I have another British show.
Oh, okay.
Dairy Girls. It is hilarious.
No.
Did you start it?
No, because here's the thing. Funny and British are mutually exclusive.
And they're Irish. They're not British.
The Dairy Girls are Irish?
Irish, yes.
Okay. I'll reconsider then.
It is really funny. I was really surprised.
I'm actually more Scottish than I am Irish, according to 23.
You have red hair.
Don't put me in a box. Have you watched Gilmore Girls?
No. I tried.
That's another one where Lorelai is so, like, quick and witty and, like, snaps off all these one-liners.
I'm not a fan of her. I don't know. I
don't love Lauren Graham. I did like her better in Parenthood.
Yeah, I liked her in Parenthood. I did. And that's why I tried Gilmore Girls after that. But I don't know. It just wasn't. Maybe because I don't know.
I loved Gilmore Girls I watched it when Isla was a newborn. And so there's that whole mother-daughter thing. And Lorelai and what the fuck is her name? I can't think of it. Whatever. Rory.
Yeah.
They have such a complicated relationship. And I also have a complicated mother-daughter relationship. And I just liked it. It was easy to sit and watch episode after episode. And it really is. So in our first peek at Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah. I wanted to love it. I really did. But maybe that was a little bit of why I didn't, because of my own complicated mother-daughter relationship.
Yeah.
And I don't know, just couldn't keep going or didn't keep going. It's not like it was a conscious choice, but
yeah. Now, this next one's a new one. I haven't watched it. I hear it's a book.
Have you read it?
No, I don't read.
No, it's really sad. Neither do I.
Not because used to. I don't want
to. I used to.
Yeah. No, I love to read. I can't. I should start listening to books, but.
I tried that. It's not the same. I'd rather read, but I just.
I know. I like to like hold the book. Anyways, Little Fires Everywhere with Reese Witherspoon. It's on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
It's on my list.
On my list too.
Jack Ryan. Have you watched this?
No, one? I haven't.
It's on our list. AJ's been trying to get me to watch it for a while. I'm interested. I'm concerned of all of the trouble Jim from The Office is going to be in.
That's my concern as well.
Yeah. So, but I haven't actually tried. So I do love John Krasinski. So
have you,
I will give it a shot. I will not watch any of his scary movies. No, thank you. And please stop making them.
Did you watch the video I sent you last night?
You didn't.
I started to watch. It is 15 minutes long.
It is worth it. So in these trying times, John Krasinski has started the Good News Network, where he's just like, he's talking about good news that's happening. And in the specific one that I sent Heather, he talks with Steve Carell for like 5 minutes, and it is the best.
Listen, I want to watch it. You sent it to me at like 6 a.m. today.
Actually,
and so I saw it
10 p.m. last night. Even same better.
Same thing. I saw it right when I woke up and I started to watch it. I got it like 2 minutes in. I was like, how long is this shit? And I saw it was 15 minutes and I had to pee. So, and I just
Okay. So circle back tonight when you're laying in bed. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Make AJ watch it too.
All right. My next one. So good. I have not seen a show like this in so long where I'm waiting, dying for the next season to come out. Succession is so good. So good.
We are toward the end.
If you're not caught up, I'm going to throw this microphone across the room.
I'm not caught up. Don't. If you spoil it, I swear to God. I do love it, though. I do love it. It's everything I love.
I can't recall a single detail from the show.
What?
I forget things as I watch them. I love it, though. There are a lot of really good characters, and you never know who it was. It's about this family who owns this like multi-million-dollar, probably billion-dollar corporation. I kind of get the feeling that they're like a Comcast or a Time Warner, Turner kind of.
Yeah, it's a
family.
It's like a conglomerate for sure.
Yeah, they own like theme parks and cruise lines and news stations, and so. And the family all works in the business, and it's like how they like all undercut each other because the dad is old and ailing, and but there's a stepmom in play, and like it's just it's so good. And Macaulay Culkin's little brother, isn't it?
Kieran Culkin, and that dry humor that I think we both love.
Yes. And this is one of the shows I feel like where you and your husband will both agree to watch it. Like, totally. I feel like there's something for everybody.
Totally. Yeah. Next.
All right. This one's an oldie but a goodie. This is one of the first shows that I really remember like binge watching before that was really like a big thing. I think it was one of like the first shows where they released all the episodes on Netflix. And that is Mad Men. I love John Hamm. Love him. And why? He's so good in this.
Why do you love him?
Not
somebody have to point that photo out to you as well?
No, I've seen those. He suffers from the same affliction as Cameron from Love is Blind. No, oh, that's not why I love him.
Nuts.
Listen, Google, if you type in John Hamm's name in the search bar right now, I guarantee you that's the top thing that comes up.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
But also you get Peggy, who is who normally I can't stand. Like, in real life, I cannot stand her.
Well, she's a Scientologist, so.
And she was also married to Fred Armisen, who I cannot stand.
Oh, interesting.
And he is in everything.
Yeah.
He is all over the damn place, and I can't stand him. What the hell is her name?
Oh, my God.
Unimportant.
It's 10:30, and I have wine.
The one who was in The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, that one.
Which I also cannot watch.
Oh, man. You have to watch it. It's important.
It gives me hives. It gives me nightmares. I can't sleep. Although, you know what? In present
What's
time,
the difference?
I probably could watch it. But it is, see, like, that's my line. I can't watch that because it is so lifelike, and I could see it happening, and I can't do it.
Which is exactly why you need to watch it. We have to be ready.
No, I like literally was not sleeping.
I understand. It's awful. It's scary. It's terrible. Which is exactly why I have to watch it.
Big Little Lies. Did you read this book? I started to read the book and I got super bored.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is another one where I think the show is better than the book. Is that bad?
Yes. Well, I also think the book is set in Australia or New Zealand. Australia, yeah, right?
Something.
And the show is set in Monterey, California, which I feel like we've been there. We kind of have a different connection to it where, like, I don't know, the book was written in like Australian slang, which I didn't really feel like transcribing, and like it just didn't do it for me. But I loved the show.
It's so good.
Actually, now that I'm thinking about this, I don't think I'm caught up still.
What?
Because AJ didn't want to watch it, and so I had to watch
it. Come on, AJ.
I know. Well, he actually watched
the second season's good too, and I was scared because, of course,
yeah,
you never.
Well, he watched the first season with me, but then like completely forgot. So I was trying to explain the show. I'm like, how do you not remember the show where they killed the husband? And she's like,
spoiler alert. I know. I definitely have that problem too. If I'm not able to binge watch a full show, then, and I have to wait time between seasons, like we're having this problem with Westworld right now because it was so long between seasons, like over a year, and I'm like, yeah, what is even going on now? And then I pick up my phone and then I'm even more disconnected from it.
Exactly.
I hate it.
Also, Westworld is another one I don't like.
Did you try it? How many episodes? Okay.
Zero. You lost me a robot cowboy. No, thank you.
Well, the first season's really good.
That's what they all say.
But it's all, you know, like it's one of those shows where it's like, and it just goes downhill.
Yeah, well.
Okay. Another one I have on here is Mindhunter. If you are into true crime, this show is for you. It is about the FBI agents that started the FBI profiling of serial killers. And there are real serial killers as in the series, not real, but actors playing them. So there are serial killers in Mindhunter, like Dennis Rader, Ed Kemper, Richard Speck, David Berkowitz. They intertwine all these stories, and these FBI agents are going to talk to them to learn the inner workings of like a serial killer's mind and all this stuff. It's good.
Did you just rattle off all of those serial killers off the top of your head?
I looked them up because I've had wine and it's 10:30.
But under normal circumstances, you could rattle
off.
Yes,
I would have. I'm very mad that I couldn't remember. Anyway, all right. It's good, but if you start a series needing an ending, don't start this one because it was just announced a few months ago that they will not be doing a third season, which is so upsetting.
Well, pass then.
Yeah, it's not great. And then I also added Black Mirror on here. Have you watched this?
That's a big fuck no. I will not watch that. Nope. Nope.
I love like the dystopian kind of futuristic.
Nope. Hate all that. Hate it.
And this is great because it's every episode is a standalone. So it's not like you have to watch a whole season of it.
I'm currently living that. Why do you think I need to watch more of it?
I've already watched these. I would not watch them now, I guess. But they are really good and really well done. I wish I could rattle off my favorites right now. But like I said, 10:30 p.m. and 1.
I know Miley Cyrus was in one.
Yes, this was the most recent season where they only had 2 episodes, which was very upsetting.
No, all those kind of shows are the kind of shows AJ watches by himself.
And does he watch Black Mirror?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's probably actually watching it right now.
Really?
Or Handmaid's Tale. I think he's been trying to get through Handmaid's Tale.
I mean, those are good shows.
Right. Our next category is kind of like the feel-good escape. Kind of family friendly, depending on what ages your kids are. I don't have a lot of family friendly shows because my kids aren't really at the ages where we can all watch something together. We have been watching Lego Masters, which is kind of our first attempt at a family show. And we have to do a lot of convincing that they want to watch it.
We have to do convincing too. But then once they're in it, they're happy.
Yeah, no, they're sporadically engaged.
My biggest finished product is happening.
Yeah, my biggest child is the most entertained for sure. But it's pretty good.
It is. It's interesting. I like the way they're doing it. And there's Job from Arrested Development in it. So
also married to Leslie Knope from Parks and Rec. So
they're boom. Divorced. Aren't they divorced?
Yeah, sorry. Was married.
Okay, thank you.
Another one I liked, maybe not family friendly, maybe for kids or older, but My Next Guest with David Letterman is a good one. He's obviously retired and not doing the Tonight Show. This is a late show, whatever.
I don't know.
But he interviews different celebrities and kind of like shadows them for a day or two. And it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I really liked it. Even with celebrities I normally wouldn't watch stuff about, it was interesting. And I really, really loved, and I watch everything about her, but the Tiffany Haddish one. I just love her. And she's so funny.
One that AJ and I loved, our kids would have never sat through this, but I love like the nostalgia and the history of Disneyland. And if you do too, you need to watch The Imagineering Story. It is so, so inspiring creatively. I felt really like renewed because under Walt Disney, the Imagineers had so much creativity and freedom. And so to see what they've created, like they talk about how Walt would just walk up and be like, oh, we need a ride set in the Swiss Alps, go. And they created the Matterhorn. And like, it's so inspiring that like so many of these original rides were just created out of thin air. And just like they, so often they didn't even know what they were doing. And like that, I might be wrong, but like the Matterhorn is one of the first steel tube roller coasters. Then like they literally just invented that on the spot kind of thing. And so, and just to see like how Disneyland progressed through the years and you kind of get a quick peek at what they're working on next. And it's just, especially since we just went in February, we had a whole new appreciation for everything we saw because we saw how everything went into it. And like they talk a lot about California Adventure and how like that was a huge bust in the beginning. And I remember going when it kind of sucked. And now like to see it now when it's so much better, it's really interesting.
I love that. I do love the creative spirit of Disney.
I think
giving people the space to be creative and like push those limits, it like obviously has paid off in dividends. And he was like,
oh, totally. But see, they go through like the different CEOs that Disney's had over the years, and you see how like their creative freedoms have been throttled and nurtured in different ways. And like it's really, and like, and they show it, they juxtapose that against like how the park did. So like in times when they were under a tight deadline and they had to do things a certain way, like it really flopped, like California Adventure. And like when they're and when they're given like all this creative freedom and I mean like endless budget, because honestly Disney has it, they really like flourish and everybody loves it. And so it's just, it's really interesting.
I love that. That's on our list for sure. To keep with the Disney stuff, our kids love on Disney Plus all of the Pixar shorts. We will use that as bribery during dinner time sometimes when I'm like, okay, I'll put on a short. Keep putting bites in your mouth. Like, let's speed this up a little bit. And we'll just like play through those.
Yeah. The Forky ones are good.
Yes. Yes. We love the Forky ones. We love even the old ones that they've been putting up that we have never seen before. If
you feel like crying, watch Float because you will bawl your freaking eyeballs out.
Always.
I didn't know what that one was about. And I'm sitting there watching it and I'm like, I think this is awesome. And then sure enough, I'm like, it's just like, why are you crying? I'm like, did you just watch that? And then I like read all these articles after. I was like, I was right.
Oh my God. Yeah. And then another one my kids love. I can't even tell you what channel this is on or what streaming service. I think, you know what? It is Disney Plus through the National Geographic section, the 72 most dangerous animals. My kids are obsessed with, they're really into animals right now. It's like all about, it's kind of like a competition. Like, is the saltwater crocodile gonna win over the whatever tarantula? Like, it's a whole thing. So if your kids like animals, check that one out. Sorry.
Is this how Spike TV was made?
I probably isn't. Probably. Oh God, it's my life, Heather. It's my life.
So hopefully that gave you something to add to your list of things to watch. I just feel that we believe that TV is just a good escape, especially, I mean, now more than ever. So if you find yourself searching through Netflix and never finding anything to land on, hopefully this will narrow down your search and you can get on to some good stuff. But start with The Housewives.
Or Tiger King.
Oh, yeah. You're going to understand the internet if you watch Tiger King.
Oh, yeah. It's all over the internet right now. What are you even doing?
I don't know. You need to get on it. And please report back if you think Carol Baskin killed her husband.
We need to know your thoughts. All of them.
Send them. All right, everybody. Well, happy watching.
Bye.
If you like what you just heard, and we hope you do, you can find more of us online at www.okayestmoms.com. We're also on all social media platforms, Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Okayest Moms Blog. Or if you want to, you can send us an email at hey@okayestmoms.com.